President Bush arrived in Italy today as part of his last official tour of Europe. Mr. Bush has been talking with European leaders about imposing further sanctions on Iran if it does not suspend its nuclear program. But the president also had some comments on Iraq. Tom Baldwin is a correspondent for the British newspaper The Times. He's been following President Bush on his European tour. Yesterday, Tom Baldwin had an exclusive interview with the president, and they spoke at length about the run-up to the war in Iraq.
All the way through, he wanted to emphasize how committed he was to multilateralism and diplomatic solutions and collective solutions. And then at the end, when we were asking, if not how history will judge him, but perhaps how he judges himself, he went into this very reflective answer about how maybe he had used the wrong tone, the wrong rhetoric. He'd given people the impression, the world, the impression that he was a guy hell-bent on war. And he said, only people who know me really know that I'm a man of peace. Now, that's an extraordinary message to deliver to a European newspaper on your final trip to Europe after 7 years of possibly some of the worst transatlantic relations we've seen since the Second World War.
Well, it doesn't sound like the president was apologizing. Perhaps he was clarifying, or do you think he was trying to burnish his image before a European press that, as you have noted, has relished loathing him through his tenure?
I think he's trying to explain himself. I think he's trying to claim that he had sought a diplomatic solution in Iraq by going to the UN Security Council at the urgings of Tony Blair, as it happens. I think he is thinking about his place in history. He's thinking about how Europeans view him now. But it's also, perhaps, he's thinking about what he can do in his final months, where he needs Europe's help across a range of issues, not least Iran, if he's going to make any dramatic progress on his agenda for what's left of his presidency.
One of the things that happened yesterday after your interview with President Bush, he held a news conference, and there was one reporter at the news conference who asked him to explain whether he regretted his war rhetoric or whether he regretted having gone to war with Iraq. Let's listen to what the president said in response.
I don't regret it at all. Removing Saddam Hussein made the world a safer place. First of all, you don't get to do things over in my line of work, but I could have used better rhetoric to indicate that, one, we tried exhaustive diplomacy in Iraq. Two, that I don't like war. But no, the decision to remove Saddam Hussein was the right decision.
Well, given that the war in Iraq has been so costly and so controversial, including in Europe, if the president's regrets are limited to the terminology that he used, the rhetoric he used in going to war with Iraq, is that meaningful to Europeans?
I don't think it will transform his image overnight in Europe. He is, as he himself is aware, deeply unpopular in my country and in others. There's a recent poll done in Europe which suggested that more people in Germany, France, and Britain regard America as a, quote, force for evil, close quotes, than a force for good.
What is striking you right now as you continue to travel with the president and the entourage there about what he is trying to accomplish and what the reaction is to him on the road?
Well, first of all, the reaction, I think, is interesting. What we're not seeing thus far, at least, are the huge crowds of protesters, the hate. It's almost like the anger in Europe is now a spent force, like much of this presidency. People, I think, are now ready to move on to the next show, and they're quite anxious for the curtain to drop on this one. But that doesn't mean they want to take to the streets and protest about him.
All right. Thank you very much. Tom Baldwin, correspondent for the British newspaper The Times. He's been following President Bush on the president's visit to Europe, and he joined us from Rome, where he's now traveling with the president and the Bush press entourage. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.